Blog Talk Radio.
All right, doggone it, it's Sunday. So I figured, oh, that's right, you guys probably watching football, man. So, okay, it's cool. Go on and, you know, watch your football because I got other things to do. Today, I really want to kick it with you about integrity. I mean, one of the reasons I did so well in the streets is because I had integrity. Motherfucker could count on me to my word. Now, I don't claim to be the best person or anything, but I know what integrity means. Do you? Well, I'm going to tell you what it means. Actually, I'm going to read to you what it means. It's the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, otherwise moral uprightness. See, you might not think that's important. You might not. But that is, man, if a brother can't trust what you say, everything about you is suspect. So, and I'm not talking about integrity in business deals. I mean, we all have that. I'm talking about street integrity. Just because you're on the streets, you know, you're on the streets and you don't have to keep your words. You don't have to live up to what the fuck you say. You know, you can be a liar. Whatever, you can be what you want to be. That's why it's such a deal to have integrity when you're a person like me. And I know you motherfuckers might wonder, and if not, I'm going to tell you why, that I have so much shit to talk about. And the shit ain't fluff. The shit ain't stolen, you know, from other people. And the shit is like today, integrity, I'm telling you. Now, I don't want to waste too much time. I talk a lot of shit, some of it is fluff. But I don't waste too much time talking fluff. And with the new semester coming up, with everything going like it's going, I mean, I gotta keep my shit together. So my thing is, why lie? Why do you lie? Why do you lie? What? How come you can't tell whoever the fuck you're talking to the truth? I know, it's reasons. All kinds of reasons. I don't have no reasons. I ain't finna tell you no lie. I ain't got no goddamn reason to tell you no lie. And I'm saying the conversation cannot get that heavy that I got to lie to you about what the fuck I'm doing. I just can't speak that. So, why do you lie? I'm sure you have a reason. There is reasoning into what you do, right? See, I don't lie because I have an enormous amount of integrity that I just will not. I mean, I just can't ever be anything less than I am. Now, I know that you know I'm telling you the truth to my knowledge, and you know I ain't, you know, tight about sharing shit with you. So the thing, what I'm sharing about integrity is valuable, because the game of life, the game of having women, the game of pimping, I mean, all of it takes commitment and integrity. All of it. No matter what you're doing, if it's about receiving something from it, it's going to require integrity on your behalf, or else whoever fucking with you ain't going to give it to you. If they can see you ain't shit. And a lot of you don't understand when you talk to me and you start fantasizing about what the fuck you doing, then I check you. Hey, man, you know, you lying and you know it. See, your integrity is on the line right there. And because you know it, you should, you know, require yourself to tell the truth. But you don't. You don't. And you wonder why shit don't go right for you. And it's very simple to tell the truth. But to have integrity, that's not simple. Even though it requires telling the truth, that's not all integrity is about. And that's what, you know, we're going to talk about this shit. You just have to see and accept what we're going to talk about. This thing will be long because it's Sunday. And I forgot footballs, you know, so I'm going to fucking hurry up with this because I know you motherfuckers want to watch it. But you can't wear your feelings on the tip of your shoes and you in a crowded dance hall. Because every time your foot gets stepped on, every time your toes, somebody kicked your shoe or whatever in this crowded place, your feelings gonna get hurt. Now, once you allow your feelings to get involved with something that you're doing, your emotions enter the picture. And when your emotions enter the picture, of all the things you profess to be, you don't give a fuck. Once you get emotional, you don't give a fuck. Because your relevance becomes visible. And you see you're irrelevant. You have no relevance. Your life is going nowhere. So instead of having integrity, you decide to tell lies about different things concerning you. And you create this facade image. And this image really is you to you. Then it's you to me. Fake ass motherfucker. I mean, I'm not tripping, but I'm telling you, you are. You are tripping. And if you think you can listen to a motherfucker like me talk shit and then suddenly become this alpha thinking man, you just sadly mistaken. Because without integrity, you'll never be alpha. Integrity to an alpha motherfucker is like gas to a car. Integrity is important. I gotta be able to call you at 2 o'clock in the morning and tell you I need something, blah, blah, blah. And if you say, I got you, man, I gotta be able to count on that. I can't fucking say I want to be telling me the truth because it's 2 o'clock in the morning. He could be asleep. No, no. Integrity going to wake your ass up as soon as you hear the voice and something's needed. And you're going to just do it if you say you're going to do it. And integrity also will tell you, man, fuck no, I ain't doing that. So I'm not saying integrity just makes you do shit. Integrity makes you stand firm to what you think and believe at all costs. I'm a point out that it's only like this if you're willing to accept what integrity means. Not your version of what it means, what it really means. And once you actually understand what it really means, and you've accepted what it really means, then you could give it your fucking definition or your version of whatever. Because deep down inside, when you say that now and use your definition, you're going to know you full of shit as far as that goes. 432, I see you, baby. What's up? 432, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
What's
my bad. I didn't think you were going to merge me. I didn't hear you.
Okay, what's going on?
Oh, just a good day, man. That's all.
Yeah.
Good to great. What makes you, what made you do the titling of the video like this, of Integrity? Like, what was the sole purpose?
What, for, back in the
like
day?
Yeah.
What are you asking me? Why did I ask you what is real? Because
I didn't hear what you asked me.
I'm on Blog Talk. What are you on listening? StreamYard?
I'm on the phone.
I know, but are you listening to StreamYard or Blog Talk?
The one I call in.
Okay. So your question is, why did I title it?
Right. What makes you speak of this? What's the purpose of it? What do you see in the world and in the subject thereof of why you're speaking of that? You think the world lacks of it?
No, man. Nothing's real in the world, man. It's
right.
All fake. Every fucking thing is fake, period. You know, just what people say, how people act, you know, everything is fake. You know, left is not left anymore. Left can be just a direction. You know, what I'm saying is, and it's all politically driven. What I'm saying is, there is no way, people, there is not one person in this country who believes Trump got cheated out of the election. But you'll have motherfuckers spending millions of dollars trying to prove that he did get cheated out the election. Because the truth doesn't matter to them. What matters is their agenda. And if they can afford to push their agenda, they're going to do it. So what I'm saying is, the agenda today is to make you doubt everything coming from the people with the money. So you better figure out what's real. That's why I'm saying this. What the fuck is real? And it starts with Integrity. Do you think them motherfuckers pushing that bullshit about Trump have any integrity at all? Fuck no. They don't give a fuck about what integrity means. Yet they want to lead us. You know, people, these fucking politicians want to speak for us. They have no integrity. The only way this country can change is if they fire every fucking senator and congressman and choose them all over again. Anybody that's left over cannot stay longer than the end of this year. Because it has to be changed. The way shit is ran, long as anybody from past times is involved, you better believe that bullshit is in there. Everything is a lie. The lie why we went in Afghanistan. I mean, every fucking thing. Vietnam. Everything is lies. And people try to act like they don't realize it. Well, maybe they don't, because they want to believe what they believe, but I don't have nothing in particular to believe, bro. I'll be willing to believe the truth.
For sure.
What's up?
It must be
Go
what
ahead.
They feel, you know what I'm saying? Because even like you talking about senators and things and just people on the street, that people don't take it from a principal aspect. They just take it from a heartful, personal, I don't feel that way type aspect. No one really thinks nowadays. And that's what I think it is like when you keep a word or an oath or a bond, a covenant, you got to think, man. But one more question that I wanted to ask is like, okay, that's the regular world. In the pimp game, what do you think lacks integrity in some spots?
Hey, see, this is something you guys got to understand. There is no difference.
Right.
I am the same motherfucker now that I was when I was pimping. I just had different agendas. But about that agenda, I was straight up. I ain't finna fuck no bitch that ain't paying me. I don't give a fuck how fine you is, bitch. I don't give a fuck. What I'm saying is it was niggas that'll get that pussy and think nothing of it. Man, no,
right.
Bitch, you can't even talk to me if you ain't about getting with me. I'm just being real. That's integrity.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes bitches want to fuck with you. Because they see, damn, he acts like he don't even see me. But what she really saying is if I fuck with him, he going to be like that to other bitches. Shit. She going to think she lucky. Bro, it's a psychological game. You got to understand it. Everything works on people's psyche. And if that bitch see that I ain't finna fuck you, bitch, if you ain't about it, she gonna know that that's how I treat bitches. And she gonna love me for it. Because she know she could have got fucked by any one of the motherfuckers out there. If that's
right.
What she wanted. She really searched. Go ahead.
And that's what I was saying, like, man or woman or alien, you know, everyone takes things personal, you know what I'm saying? And that's just the actions thereof and the words matching. And that's what integrity is, man. And that's just going to open doorways, you know, to whatever you want. So.
Okay, let me ask you something, man. You got these opinions and shit, which I ain't, you know, mad at you about. What interested you about it? I mean, you asked me why did I, you know, choose this title, but what did that title do for you?
Yeah, I'm just enjoying my Sunday, man. I just saw the notification, and what it did to me was just let me tune in. Sometimes I don't be tuning in, but this time it did on September 12th, so I tuned in. And this integrity and the fact thereof of the world and people not getting what they want or where they're at, and that's why. It's because their actions don't match their words, and that's all, you know?
Okay, hold on, 432-917, what's up?
Am I in the queue?
I just asked you what's up, bro, so you obviously
okay,
are.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Afternoon to you, Sunday, where I live in New York. I've called before, but I just wanted to touch on your topic, integrity, and I just want to commend you for the dedication just to keep this going with such success and the variations that you have. And that's a very pivotal word for someone like myself who's 48, and I can really channel listen to it because it helps you in so many instances, like you were using the metaphor, since if someone called you and said, listen, I'm in a situation where I need your assistance or help, and you say, well, either yay or nay, it just says that you have to rationally look at things. And I just want to also add, with the things that you do to channel success, it's great because I've implemented those things that I purchased, and it's really helped me really look at things in an honest way, candidly, and motivate for success, and I definitely see a difference. And I really like to tune into your show when I can do it as a luxury, as something to do. And I think that topic today and the time that you effort that you put in doing that is great and phenomenal. I'm glad to see that you know you're always looking to, not just looking to, but are improving. And that's what I get with integrity and why it's so beneficial and essential. Thank you.
Without integrity, you're not going to improve. You're just going to think you improve because you make yourself think you're doing something. But if you're not being a person of extreme integrity, there is no room for improvement because you got so much bullshit going on. That's why everything you were saying, because usually I don't really be quiet that long. You know, you had a lot to say. But it was true. Everything you were saying was right, man. If you accept the real point that I be making when I be talking, you'll see.
Yes, I'm listening.
That honesty is the fucking key to everything. Go ahead.
I just want to add this as well. I find that in a social setting or in setting of employment or in setting of health, looking at that is very important. You know, it's kind of like if you want to be out, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where it's going to be defeatist or detrimental to yourself. So going back to the word that you chose today, integrity is just, it's phenomenal. It really helps you with reasoning, gauging, and really saying, well, maybe I want to broach this project, but it's not the right time. So that's integrity. It doesn't always mean it has to be, for my interpretation as a 40-year African-American male, that it doesn't always have to be, well, it has to be where it's just euphoria. It also helps you when you have to look and say, well, darn, I'm in a rut. And being in a rut, sometimes if you look at it with integrity and with common sense and cachet, it can really help you propel for future endeavors and health and success as well, and just with people overall. So once again, Mr. Rosebud, I commend you for the things that you put together over the years and your diligence and really bring it to fruition. And it's not a fluke why you still are still moving so well and have the freedom and joy to honestly speak about your triumphs in so many areas of your life. And, you know, from what you were known for in one instance, but then transitioning and working and then deciding, well, this is not what I want in my life, and making those steps and bringing it to fruition and getting your degree and doing these things when you went to college, decided to move on, and then went back and worked and doing things and also living your life. I mean, that is something.
Hey, bro.
That's good.
Hey, everything is for a reason, you know, and at least with me, everything I do is for a reason. and I don't do shit just to do it. I don't give a damn. I'm waking up at a certain time because of whatever. My point is, if you think the way I am saying, not you should think, but the way I'm saying I think, you have a constant challenge to do better. And the more you do better, the more you feel fulfilled. And especially if you didn't deviate one iota from your plan. And it got you.
Now, Rosa, I just want to say this. That is great when you say that I do. It's kind of like you put yourself in an instance where you're not in the mindset, well, I got to think about worrying about this. When I hear that, I don't think you're being arrogant. I think that you're being very conscious. You're like, well, I've already put myself in a place where I can be in that mind frame. I get that you're very confident and very.
Hey, 414, hold on. I got you, bro. I'm just, you know, we having a deep. Matter of fact, we got to cut this. Hey, well, wait. Let me see what 414 got to say, because I tell all y'all.
I'm going to send you $10. Thank you.
It don't really matter, man. Look, you hit me, man. AskRosebud@gmail.com, and I want you to put your area code in the first three digits of your phone number, so that I can bless you with that damn audiobook. 12 hours, goddammit, of some real shit. Just do it. Don't worry about it. You got to do it today, though.
Much gratitude on it now, Charles. Bye.
All right. Okay. 414, what's up?
Hey, you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of that audio book, did you ever figure out why the...
Wait. 951, I see you, but I got to see what 414 won't before I can get you. Go ahead, 414.
Hey, speaking of that audio book, did you ever figure out why old girl put the sugar in the thing?
Good. But you a cold motherfucker, whoever you are. The only thing I could think of, which in reality is a negative on me, is that she was saying that I was sweet, which means that I was going to see her again, which I did. Tipped on her again, too, but not long. So... I mean, that's what I would say. But if you was Kate, you know, my dog, and you asked me that, I'd have probably pulled my knife out and stabbed you in your shoulder. Because that's a cold question there. That's one you want to forget, bro. Bitch took my money and left some sugar. It had to mean I was sweet. And you know a nigga don't want to be sweet. God, you cold, bro. You really don't want my audio. I ain't giving you shit, bro. No. No, really. You hit me, too. The only reason, you know, I'm a, you know, fuck with you is because that shit is embarrassing. That's
no, the reason I asked is I already got your audio.
That bitch left some sugar in the cookie jar instead of my dough. Listen. You got to think like a nigga like me. First of all, why did I have a bitch put the money in the cookie jar? Cause that's where the sweet's at. So I know when I go check my trap, it's going to be sweet. But since the bitch, she didn't really know that. But the bitch thought whatever she thought about the cookie jar, she sure put the sweetness as far as where I'm coming from. Together with the cookie jar, that must got something to do with sweet. So the bitch say, "Yeah, nigga, you sweet motherfucker, let's put that sugar in there." Now listen, it sounds like it's cool, but it's not. The bitch was giving me the finger.
Right.
Hey, you know why? Cause she knew that's where the sweets was for me. You know, my money. Now my money ain't there. Well, let's give him something sweet anyway. You know.
Yeah, that was an insult.
Now, what I'm saying is if she was thinking that or not, I don't motherfucking know. But
man, if she still alive, you're going to have to ask her, bro.
Hey, hit me, man. Three digits, your area code
in
the first three digits.
Hey, the reason I asked that question is I already got the audio book.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
One and two?
Oh, I didn't know it was a two. I just got the one. To, at the end of it, at the end of the book, you were talking about how you was pimping for your Rolls Royce, and then it went off.
Oh, shit, nigga. I got part two, same shit. You know, you hit me. I'm going to bless you with that. Make sure you say part two. So that I don't, you know, give you both of them again. All right
for sure. All right, what's the site? AskRosebud.gmail?
Yeah, AskRosebud@gmail.com.
All right, for sure.
For sure. 951, what's up?
What's going down, Mr. Rosebud?
You know what's happening, man. We trying to have it.
I don't know if you, I doubt you probably remember me, but we was talking way back about how motherfuckers wasn't keeping shit real and all of that, and I was talking to you about a woman I had that was a madam and whatnot.
Okay, no, I don't remember you because, you know, every show is about shit ain't real and every motherfucker's lying and whatever, but come on.
All right, so the topic is today we're supposed to talk about integrity, right?
Yeah.
What do you think happened? Where did we go wrong where motherfuckers just start not giving a shit about anything, even something simple as, you know, calling when they said they're going to call or do whatever they said they promised to do? Well, basically not keeping their word. Where do you feel we went wrong with that in today's day and age, man? It's like you said, left doesn't mean left, up doesn't mean up, and all that shit.
Check game, man, and I'm going to get hated on for saying this. But hip-hop did that, man.
You said hip-hop?
Yes. The way they would take words and the words that they're using are fucking totally wrong, you know, and then they make the song get popular. People get to hearing it, and they get to hearing this word. They get to totally thinking the way this hip-hop motherfucker talking is right. But then it ain't, and then when shit happened, as far as, let's say, what I'm saying is, you know what Sunday go to meeting clothes is?
No.
That shit you wear to church. Back in the day when I was a kid, you had to dress up to go to church. There was
oh,
no
yeah.
There was no t-shirts. There was none of that shit, this hip-hop shit. You know, otherwise they don't give a fuck about tradition.
Yeah.
And that's what they say, and that's what they make people believe. So the more people start believing tradition, I mean, fuck tradition, there's no Christmas, there's no Easter, it's all about making money.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that's where it went wrong, although I'm not going to say I'm blaming hip-hop motherfuckers, you know, for that. I'm just saying they are the ones that, because Pimps was doing that all the time. Fuck it. But we were only doing it within our own group. You know, we was only doing it to where people see that what we're talking about is not really for them. But since they're listening, they're interested. But see, the rapper Snoop Dogg, all the niggas, you know, oh yeah, it's cool for them to try to act like and look like they got Pimp Game. But when it comes to the reality of it, they cut it off. Not them, I'm talking about people, the media, the public. They don't really see that motherfucker trying to act like what he think Don Juan is, or he trying to act like what he think I am. They don't see him acting like Snoop Dogg the rapper. They see him sitting false bullshit. And they love
it.
And that's what, I ain't blaming Snoop. I ain't blaming rappers. I'm just saying that's where it went wrong. Because, and that's what the fuck, look, matter of fact, it went wrong when white people took over the rap business. Because they the one channeling it into what we seeing now. And what I'm saying, they want you to have nothing. They want a Japanese motherfucker. Everything Japanese, and you can go to Japanese town in any city, in any state in the United States, Chinatown, Koreatown, you know, whatever town. But you sure can't go to nowhere but the ghetto to see niggas. And them niggas don't have no language. The Mexicans, they got their language. Chinese got their language. Koreans got their language. But they make sure niggas don't have nothing. And that's where they went wrong. I mean, that's where it went wrong. They took the traditions that we, blues, soul singing, none of it has anything to do with religion. None of it detracted from religion. Even if you was a blues singer or a soul singer or whatever, your motherfucking ass would go to church in a suit. If you went to church.
Right.
What I'm saying is the hip-hop motherfuckers, if they go to church, they go into the T-shirt and a bunch of chains, it's the tennis shoes, it's the jeans, and they say, fuck everything.
Yeah.
So what's going on, bro? What I'm saying is, not that I'm right. What I'm saying is, what if I'm right? What do you think?
I mean, if that was the case, you know, if you are right, what would be the next step to fix that? What would be the first direction we would go in order to get back to where things should have been, where, you know, motherfuckers actually knew, starting off with just the simple things, like people knew how to keep their word, knew how to dress, and knew how to actually say what they mean and mean what they say. Because a lot of people don't know how to do that. They talk like fucking third graders nowadays out here, man.
Hey, bro, that's a very good question. And listen to me, man. Hey, 404, don't hang up. This is very interesting. I want to keep talking about it. This might take a minute with 951, but don't hang up. I got you. Hey, but bro, listen.
Yes.
The very next thing we really should do is resort back to tradition. Because what I'm seeing is all it's going to take is, well, not Snoop Dogg, but let's say somebody like Snoop Dogg to say, look, in some kind of rap kind of way, you know, start talking about he's in church and you see the video showing he got a suit on, you know, he dressed, you know, he's proper, and he got to be talking about traditions and the importance of traditions, however he going to do it. And that got to, you know, take off. And as people get to realizing traditions are important, because, bro, don't you understand We are the only race that don't have traditions in this country.
Yeah.
Every other race got whatever tradition they race got, and they can celebrate it on whatever day they think is supposed to be celebrated on in this country. And we don't.
And all we got right now, all we got right now is celebrating Hood Day.
I'm just saying, some shit we made up, man. Just because we gonna take
yeah.
the motherfucker. You ain't telling us we can't have shit. We taking this day. Yeah, but it ain't, I mean, it's real for us, but it ain't really real because whatever day it is for them motherfucking Japs or them Chinamen, Eric Peckinwood and Powell recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but you know why it's like that? Because every other race, every other ethnic group gave in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Niggas ain't giving in. And fuck you if you don't want us to have our own language. That's why we come up with this cold shit. That's why we do like we do. Man, we don't need,
yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
We don't need your motherfucking permission. Hey, let me get 404, bro.
All right.
Come on,
Paul. I'm sorry I took so long.
Hey, what's going on, bud? It's Earl.
Earl, what's happening? One of the graduates from Sidewalk University. What's happening, man?
Nothing much. Just going to speak my little spiel on the topic.
Go ahead.
I know. I agree with you that hip-hop had played a role in it, but to me, that's not where it started. It started when the government successfully got the man out of the household. Integrity started when the man taught it to the young boy.
Hey, stop right here, wait. That's a bomb-ass point. And for you motherfuckers that don't know this, I'm finna tell you something. Welfare at one time was for mothers who's had single mothers. But in order to get welfare, you could not have no man in your house. And they would, back then, they would come to your house. And they would look in your closets. They would see if, you know, you got any kind of dude shit in there. So what I'm saying is dudes, niggas, had women, but what they would do is say, Monday morning, we coming around 9 o'clock. So Sunday night, everything this nigga had, he put it in his car, if that's the case. And then when they come and visit, see he ain't there, then, okay. But that made the connotation of derelict dad apply to black people. Because the derelict dad isn't there. But if this nigga with this woman is there, this woman don't get whatever assistance that she was getting from the state. So what are you going to do? Starve the kid because you want to be there with the woman? Or, you know, figure out a way. So my point, Earl, that's how they got him out the house, bro. That point you made about getting him out the house, that's how. They got him out the house. But go ahead with what you're saying.
Yeah, to answer that dude's question, what's the next step? The next step is already being took with people like yourself, Tay and Steve and Dean Williams. All us men who got game and integrity, we got to reach back to these young men and these young boys the same way these women did a woman empowerment movement. We got to reach back and start giving back to this younger generation. We can't just sit down and shut up no more and let the government speak for us. That's how we got here.
Man. Earl, you know you can hit me, man, but let me tell you guys. You guys, you motherfuckers, all of you guys on the call today, this shit was dope. The 432, you really was dope because you've been on here all this time. But Earl, do you have my audio book?
No, I ain't got it yet.
No, you've been to have it, man. They hit me, Earl. Because it hit me today. And you know, we roll it. But I know you, so all you got to do is hit me. But 432, you got anything you want to add to what you've been hearing, man? Because I know this has been some dope.
Yeah. Well, shit, may I have that audio book, and that's it, if I get
home? All you had to do was just wait. I was getting to you, man. Your patience made you deserve it. So,
your email?
So you got to hit me? Wait. You got to hit me? Put the first three digits? I mean, no. Put your area code and the first three digits of your phone number.
Okay.
And you got it. Earl, all you got to do is hit me. You know I know you. 914, I just saw you come up. What's happening, brother?
What's up,
914, man? What's up?
Oh, not much, man. Tuning in, as usual. I had a question for you.
All right.
You know, the other gentleman, he said something very powerful. He said that integrity occurred when it was passed down to you know, to the boy, or you know, for him to learn it, so then he can be a man and move forward and not fall victim to vices
things. Hey, hold on, don't lose your thought. But integrity, listen, integrity is not passed down. What's passed down is the avenues to take to be, you know, turn into a man. Integrity comes when that person that's taking the avenues stick to the rules. Then he has integrity. That OG told him, look, man, you can't be doing this kind of shit. You can't be doing that kind of shit. And he stick to it. Now this youngster develops integrity. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely. And I think that's kind of the point, which is,
yeah,
like when we were coming up, like right now, they got everything and anything trying to take these people off of what they're supposed to be doing, whether it's drugs, whether it's pornography, all that stuff. Whereas when we were coming up, like, we were taught the basics first, and like you said, the OGs would be like, nah, bro, you got to go to school. You can't come on this block. If you want to come on this block, then you have to put in the work and do whatever you want to do, but go the other way. This is not for you. We know you, and this is not for you. So the question I have for you today is, all these people are doing all these things to fit in. How can you make integrity be cool so then they understand that a thorough dude is more, like, these people, they just don't care. They'll, you know, they'll block you. They'll do all this stuff. This generation is totally different because nobody taught them the respect because they got lost in translation.
Bro,
so, like, what are some of the ways?
You're so right. You're so right, man. Listen. See, it's something you probably don't realize. We didn't try to fit in. We just,
correct,
you know, you either like this type of group or that type of group, and whatever group it was, you just, you know, went that way. But see, and that was you. You was really whatever way you went. If it was gangbanging, yeah, you know, if it was, you know, computers, whatever it was, if that was you, that was you. But today, they don't feel like that. They're
also trying to lead people astray too. Like, they're trying to lead the black man astray by, like, Little Nas and these. That's why Kwame Brown, he comes out and he says what he's saying, because he's saying, like, yo, we're not to get along, to get along gang or whatever. And it's because I think, like this gentleman just said, it's like it's time for us to stand up and be like, yo, we're going to start, like, what the kind of game you putting out, I swear to God, if God is real, which I know it is, like, you have probably saved at least 50 people because of your show. I'm one of them.
More than that, man.
More than that, probably.
I mean, you don't know how many people tell me what
I've
done.
Yes, the students,
done.
You're right, exactly. Yes, correct.
And because them motherfuckers was going left. And I'm saying, man,
correct,
you haven't made the choice. You let the choice make you. You make the choice,
word,
motherfuckers. You want to go left? And if you don't,
word,
don't. Hey, bro, so look, you too. I don't know. I don't know if I gave, I know I kick it with you. I recognize your voice. But I don't know if I gave you my audio book, did I?
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Listen to me, man. I was about to say yours. Hey, hit me. Area code in the first three digits. You got to do it today because
okay.
I'm old.
I'm going to do it right now.
I'm a different guy. But if
no
you do
problem,
it today,
buddy.
Every motherfucker that I told to hit me, if you hit me today, I'm not forgetting. And the thing I write your area code down in the first three numbers, first three digits. So each one of you that send that in, I'll just match it and send it to you. Because you know people be, I'm the one that hit you, you know.
Yo, bud. God bless you, man. Straight up, I love tuning in every day, man. I look forward to tuning in to you every day. You set the days off properly. You got amazing energy. You're not with the shit, so it's not any garbage that's happening. God bless you, man. God bless you.
Hey, bro.
Thank you.
God has blessed me because I got a listener like you. Well, I'm saying
thank
is,
you. Me, likewise,
you, hit,
likewise.
You hit all the points that I be trying to make when I'm doing this shit. So evidently.
And I love your prepared remarks. I love how you don't get distracted. You still make your points. And I'm taking notes, you know what I'm saying? And I respect you beyond words can describe. So thank you so much, bud.
Thank you, brother. Just make sure you hit me today,
we'll
all right?
Soon. I will definitely do so. You have a great day.
All right.
Peace.
For sure. All right. Come on, 432, you motherfucker. I got to give you more. Because you've been holding on for a long time, man. What you got, bro?
Man, when you were getting at bitches back in the day, how would you break them down? Or, like, how quick was that? You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Wait, man.
You wasn't talking about no bullshit like this at first. You wasn't talking about no shit like this. So where does this come from? You've been listening to us kick it. You know, all these callers, we kicking about some progressive shit, and you talk about some bitches. Where did that come from? I need to know, bro.
Oh, man. I was just wondering, man, because I didn't know, you know. Well, I just wanted to know how many, like, kind of broad you took from overnight successes. That's it.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. Listen to this. Got to understand this. Listen. I was out gambling, and I seen this woman, and I, you know, nodded at her, blah, blah, blah. You know, she smiled, blah, blah, blah. And I got the, hey, 520, I see you, so don't go nowhere. I got to thinking, man, because I'm sitting there maybe 5 minutes after I done spoke, and I said, man, I be telling my students that, you know, you can't pass up shit. I'm thinking this shit. So I said to myself, man, and I just got up. I got up from the gambling that I was doing. I left my shit on, ticket and shit in there, but I just went over to her, said blah, 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 whatever. And baby was very receptive. But I got my gambling shit over there, so I said, look, let me go over here and finish gambling, blah, blah, blah. I went over there, finished gambling, and then I went back over and talked to baby. And what I'm saying is that was like a month ago, and baby's still here. Now listen to this. We ain't never even called each other.
Mm.
Do you hear me, man?
Yeah.
We ain't never even called each other. So what I'm saying, well, not never. What I'm saying is in the past week, since we didn't establish, you know, a real type situation, I would imagine that that's why we calling each other now, because before, I'm not trying to get off into no, you know, some shit that ain't worth me fucking with. And I'm saying,
right,
as you know, this day and that day, the next day go by, you better show this motherfucking bitch you, and she better show me her, so we can see if this worth going, because all that faking and all that hiding and keeping shit, you know, you really want to say this, but you don't. Man, keeping that shit in ain't going to do nothing but prolong agony. So, what I'm saying to you, bro, is nothing is necessary as far as getting at a bitch, except for you knowing what you want and not deviating from that. Now, if you want some pussy and you think you're going to go up to a bitch and say, hey, you know what? You look really good. I want some pussy. If you think that's going to work, then you got a little work to do. But other than that, if you have a way to get to her without turning her off before you show her who you are, which is what Sidewalk University is about, and we use what we call an arsenal, what I'm saying is that's what it does. Now, you got to hold on, bro. 50520 waiting long enough. 520, what's up, man?
Hey, not much, Rosebud. Hey, I have an off-topic question to ask you. That's cool.
Come on.
All right, cool. But first, I'd like to say about integrity. That's some serious shit, you know. Ever since I've been doing everything I said I was going to do, like exercising or studying, like I feel like I'm on top of the world, you know.
Yeah. Hey, wait. You feel like you're on top of the world because you're doing that shit? Or you...
I feel better as a person because I'm doing what I said I was going to do.
All right, that's it. Go ahead. Come on.
All right, cool. So I'm not from this country, so correct me if I'm wrong when I say this. All right, so I was listening to a live stream some time ago, and this man was, he mentioned segregation and black education. No, I can't quote his exact word, but what I got from it was it affected black education in a negative way because it wasn't being taught the correct way by people in the community. So if it was up to you today, how would you structure it? What would you do different in the black communities for education?
Bro, if it was up to me, you must not know about Sidewalk University. Shit, I do exactly what I would do if it was up to me. I don't let a motherfucker come in here lying. I don't let a motherfucker try to pretend as far as instead of accepting who they are for who they are. I don't let no motherfucker ask me what to say or what to do. No, I'll tell you the things to do, but you're going to have to choose what you do and what's going to change your life. Because I am not responsible for changing your life. I'm responsible for giving you the tools to change your life. I'm responsible for giving you assignments that's going to allow you to use the tools that's going to change your life. And if you do all this and you go through Sidewalk University semester, at the end, your life will be on another path. And that's, you know, 2 and 2 is 4. But if any of that don't work, otherwise, you got an equation. 1 + 1 = 2 + 2 = 4 + 4 = 8 + 8 = 300. It doesn't matter that all them goddamn ones was right before, because soon as the one that's wrong pop into the equation, that equation is wrong, bro. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. I got you.
Okay, do you really?
Well, I'm trying to. Okay, that's the truth. I'm trying to understand.
Well, come on. If you don't, I want you to, man. You ain't doing nothing wrong by asking these questions.
Okay. All right. That's about my only question right now. It was just a random question I asked you because you brought up the welfare and all that, and I was thinking about that the other day. So that's it, man. That's all I got.
All right, brother. Thank you.
I'll call back in again.
Anytime I'm on, call in, brother. You're welcome. So, 432. What were we talking about? Because I really don't want to just have a show with you. Matter of fact, man, you just hit me. I got you. All right?
Hello?
Okay, whether he say all right or not, I don't want to spend no more time on that. My thing, my thing is more about what we do with what we know. And I got to, in the business of being, let's say, an alpha man, you got to fully understand the words that's used to describe integrity. You just got to, you know, the first two words are very important. And it says the quality. Right there, that separates a lot of people because people don't care about quality. They only care about what they think. And they don't care if what they think is of low quality. They only care that they think it. Because there's so many people going around in this country talking about, if you think it, it's okay. Whatever you think is fine. Okay, come on. Well, if you think it and you want to do it, fine. But it's about, is it right or not? It's either or. Now, you know, maybe you don't believe what I say. As long as you believe something, if you believe what you say, fine. But where you at believing what you say? You hear people come on periodically saying where they're at, believing what I say. These people could be from this country, another country. I mean, it's not, I'm not really delivering some canned or some canned shit that I can, you know, reach up in the cupboard and get a can that already canned and or a jar that I've canned and give it to somebody because it's always going to be the same. No, there's not many motherfuckers. There are not many motherfuckers that have real qualities about themselves. I don't care what you say, just believe it or not. See, right here is where most of you guys begin faking when it's about the qualities. Because none of you know what quality means. You just think you know. None of you really knew what integrity was. Well, you might have had an idea. Just like with quality, you have an idea. But you need to define it so you can actually be it if that's your choice. Now, we need to know what quality means, the word. And we got to, I got to explain how we're going to use that word in this conversation. Because you know this is English, and one word can mean 900,000 things. So, quality means, in a nutshell, exceeding the general standard or the general grade of something. Now, in you or another man, how would you recognize his qualities? What I'm saying is, I know you guys are so funny that, you know, you don't want to be queer like that and judge another man's qualities. You think, why would I want to recognize some motherfucker's qualities? And my confidence course, it shows you how and why you need to develop that kind of confidence to where you could recognize confidence in another motherfucker. Teach you that you got integrity. It requires you to see. It requires you to acknowledge and appreciate integrity, even if it's a woman you see it in. There's no man or woman type situation when it comes to integrity. Now, in order to be this way, you got to know what it is that you're trying see and recognize as far as if you're looking for integrity. There has to be a personal interaction, or if it's not personal, it has to be something that you can prove was said or done. And if that's the case, you can hold whoever to it, just like they can hold you to it. Whatever it is. I do a lot of things on video. I record a lot of things. But why I'm so free, you know, why I don't give a fuck. It was 6 years ago, if you remembered it and you started talking about it. I'm going to remember it because I ain't lying. Man, I ain't got no good memory. But what I was talking about, whatever it was, had to do with whatever it had to do with, and I'm still talking about the same shit today. Because I ain't changing. I ain't going to change to try to whatever get likes. I don't give a fuck if you like what I say or not. I give a fuck. Listen, I don't give a fuck if you don't like what I say. I give a fuck if you do like what I say. Why the fuck should I care if you don't like what the fuck I'm talking about? Don't listen to me then. That's what I say. You can't have principles. You can't have principles if you're not aware of who you are. And if you're not aware of who you are, you ain't gonna have the confidence to show that you know yourself. So I know who I am. I'm not, you know, fraudulent in any way. And those of you that know me understand that the integrity that I imply I have, otherwise, I imply that I have integrity when I speak to you and tell you anything. Otherwise, without that integrity, you wouldn't really want to even hear me speak. So what I'm saying is shit. Without that, I would be nothing. So the integrity that I imply I have when I speak, one of the main reasons a fucking conversation is like so accepted is that no matter what you say verbally, you think I have integrity. That's why the fuck you listen to me. You ain't gotta like me. Motherfucker. How do you know I like you? Now, one of the best things about me and my course is it's gonna identify all the things that I speak of. It's gonna have tangible exercises to show you how to achieve what the course is talking about. So, what I'm saying is not only is this motherfucker telling you what's necessary to do and how to do it, but it's providing you with exercises that you can do that's going to bring you closer to what we're talking about doing. See, this is called active learning. I'm a master at teaching that. And I don't care if you like my methods. Active motherfuckers been graduated. So what I'm saying is, did you wake up this morning and say, this is my fucking day? Did you claim the day? Did you do that? I mean, to say today is my day, and if it ain't, I'm going to make it my day. And if I can't make this day my day, I'm going to make tomorrow and every other day my motherfucking day that I can. Wake up and say some shit like that to yourself this morning. I'm just saying. If you didn't, you should. Because I'm handling shit like that. I take every day. So, I've actually spoken longer than I wanted to, because I only wanted to speak for an hour, and this has been like an hour and 10 minutes long. But anyway, listen. Get at me. Have a good Sunday, the rest of your Sunday. Sidewalk University is accepting applications for October. And believe it or not, there's still some of those $700 tickets. You know, you can get in for October. 10 people, well, not 10 now, because a couple of you already did it. But 10 people can get in for $700 instead of $1,350. So it's up to you. If you can stand it, let's roll. If not, you know, see you when I see you. I'm gone.